I mean, it's a dream come true to be where I am now, getting a chance to start my first NFL game. You sit here and you have a lot of time to think about it, obviously, over the course of the year. Not getting a chance to play when you're going to get really that first chance to get out there and make your first start. And Coach Pettin let me know on Monday night, I guess, and it was just it's an awesome feeling for me, and it really, really made me hungry and motivated to go out and get prepared for this week. I felt I was out there, with a lot more confidence, even going into today, and felt like last time I stepped on the field, I tried to show that a little bit and get these guys to trust me and rally around me a little bit, even though I'm the young guy here on the offense. But at the same time, these guys, I need each and every one of them this week. It's not a one-man deal. It's not one person going to miraculously make everything better. We have to work as a team this week to go out, go through our reps in practice, and make sure we're constantly trying to get better, and if we want to have the result we want to have on Sunday. And I don't think we've really talked about that. We've approached this week as we would any other week. I think they've done a good job of making sure I'm overly prepared, and we're just going into our first day, obviously, but I think that's going to be the key going throughout the week. Continue to hound that in and make sure we're on top of everything and nothing that's going to get out there and surprise us during the game. You know, I think Cincinnati knows, obviously, now that I'm going to be playing on Sunday. And, I mean, they have time to prepare. They can go back and look at what they want or game plan. They know that I'm behind center. So, other than that, I think the focus this week is on us and what we need to do as a team and as an offense and get better and go out here and execute and put points on the board. I mean, that's what we need to do, and that's what we've been struggling to do a little bit the past couple of weeks. So, we need to flip the script and hold our own weight in this locker room. I mean, I don't think they're saying that if they played Drew Brees, even though he's 6 foot, they wouldn't just completely throw him out of the game plan because he's 6 foot. But for me, I didn't take it any type of way. It didn't make me feel any way. I mean, obviously, Coach Lewis called a couple people within the organization wanting to apologize. But for me, it didn't really get to me. I was up here trying to get prepared for practice today and for the rest of the week. So I didn't even really get to me. I don't think you're going to see the Johnny that you saw at Texas A&M, because this isn't Texas A&M, and it's a different point in my life. I'm a different person than I was a year and a half ago, last time I stepped off the field against Duke. I feel like I've gotten a lot better throughout the course of this week during the season, and the time that I did sit benefited me a ton. And for me to come out on Sunday, it's just go out, execute the offense, and move the ball down the field, and don't get caught up in all the clutter and everything else, and try and go out there with a free mind, and when it comes down to it, just play football. Yeah, I mean, I was up here yesterday throughout the day. There was no Cavs game on a Tuesday this time, and it was awesome. I mean, I need to get up here and make sure I'm prepared, and it's up to me and how I feel the next day going into the plays and calling the huddles. It's about me, and I want to make sure that during that, during these play calls and going over this stuff and the time that I have off, that's what's about me. I need to stay on top of this and make sure that there's no second guessing anything. And the same time going out there today, I think my teammates on offense did a great job of helping me. Every little thing that I wouldn't necessarily get because I haven't had the reps throughout the season, they're constantly reminding me, constantly helping me. So having the group that we have here and trying to work as a unit, because that's what we have to do. It's not about one person, like I said. Trying to have a unit go out and have some success on Sunday, and every single person on the offense wants that. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be nuts. But at the same time, we have business to take care of and we have a game to play. So can't get too caught up in everything that's going on outside and get caught up in the moment. We have a game plan. We know what we want to execute. We need to go out there and do it. Yeah, everything that we want to accomplish is still possible. And for me to get this opportunity now, and like I said earlier, the main thing is as an offense, we need to play better and get the ball in the end zone. That's and like Coach Pettin and Brian and continually said, this is a bottom line business, and the bottom line for our offense is we need to get into the end zone, and that's really what we need to focus on this week is moving the ball, staying on the field, and making sure we're good throughout everything that we're doing. You know, I haven't really had time to think about ahead to the game on Sunday. I've been kind of taking it one day at a time, obviously knowing that we have the game on Sunday and taking it one game at a time. But for me, I'm taking it one day at a time, coming in here, making sure I'm on top of our stuff that we're installed that day, and really having a full grip of everything we want to do on Sunday. So I'm not holding myself up to expectations. I know personally I hold myself to a high standard, and after the game on Sunday, we'll see if I met that or not. Yeah, I think, like I've said continuously, the scout team, the reps I did get, helped tremendously this year, and especially the last 3 to 4 weeks. I really have felt a difference in those reps and not taking them any more seriously, but for whatever reason, they just seemed to click a little bit more as the season went on. So I think Coach Pettin just alluded to there is play smart, play within the offense, and there's going to be times where we go out and make plays try to make a play that that you guys have been accustomed to seeing over the couple of years, and obviously the NFL. So it's not gonna be exactly the same. It may not look exactly the same, but at the same time, when we need to make plays as an offense, I'm gonna try and provide a little bit of a spark and be smart while doing it. Yeah, it's extremely tough on Brian. He's a very competitive person. He wants to be out there, and at the same time, I know Brian's told everybody here that he wants what's best for this team, and I think what gets lost a lot throughout all this, having a younger guy and then a veteran, and you're competing throughout the whole camp. There's kind of a general misconception that me and Brian don't get along all the time. Or I know I saw something last weekend about me mumbling something on the sideline. Me and Brian have a great relationship. We're teammates. We're not enemies. There's nothing like that. So I feel he's fully behind me. He's obviously disappointed, but I'm sure it's obviously a little bit of the same feeling that I've had throughout the course of the year. But Brian has handled it like a professional that he is, and mine and his relationship. I mean, we're teammates, and we look out for each other, and he's done that for me, and vice versa. Yeah, sure, weather is part of the game, and we can't control what the weather is going to be like on Sunday, and the main thing for me is control what you can control, and that's what I'm asked to do and what's put on my plate, so that's really how I'm looking at it moving forward. Don't worry about things you can't control.